Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Open your Bibles in Psalms chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19, the heavens declares God's glory. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from heat thereof. God's law is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret fault. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Praise God. Praise the Lord for the reading of His Word. Let us pray. We praise You, Lord. We thank You, O Lord God. Thank You, Lord, for this wonderful day, O God, for bringing us in this place to worship, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We thank You, Lord, for everything that You have done to us, O God. Thank You, Lord, for the answered prayers. Thank You, Lord, for working in our lives, O God. Thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. We thank You, God, for Your provision to us and to our family. Thank You, Lord, for the blessings that You've given to us, O God. Lord Jesus, thank You, Lord, for Your blood that shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and have eternal life, O Lord God. Let us now come to God. Let us confess our sins. Let us renounce our sins, our mistakes. Lord, forgive us, O God. Forgive our sins, O Lord. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Lord, forgive our sins. Forgive our wrong decisions, our wrongdoings, our laziness, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. Cleanse us, O Lord, and purify us. Lord, hear our prayer, our repentance, O God. Bring us back to You, O Lord God, and do the works of Yours, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Help us, O Lord God. Let us ask God about our needs, our personal requests and petition. Yes, Lord, we thank You, Father God. Thank You, Lord God, that you are always there for us, O Lord God. Thank You, Lord, that we can ask everything unto You, Lord. We can ask our needs. Lord, provide our needs, O God. Help us, Lord. Guide us. Protect us, Lord God, and teach us, O Lord God, to cast everything unto you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for taking good care of us. Let us pray for our family, the wife, husband, children, parents, and siblings. Thank you, Lord, for this family of yours, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for each family in this church. Lord, we pray, O God, to continue to rule and reign in this family, O Lord God. Continue to bless this family of yours, O Lord God, and be the foundation of each family. We pray, Lord, that each member of the family, O Lord God, to be submissive to your will and to your plan, O Lord. We pray, O Lord God, for the husband. Lord God, give them strength and wisdom, Lord, to lead and teach and discipline and disciple his family, O Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord God, to protect the husband in his daily decisions. Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. So that he can walk and follow your ways. He can follow your footsteps, O Lord Jesus, and be a good example to his family. We pray, O Lord, for the wife to be submissive to your word and submissive to her husband, O Lord God. Lord, we pray that they can be united to fulfill your will, Lord, into their lives, O Lord God. And help them, Lord, to teach their children, O Lord God, in your ways, Lord. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, to help the wife, O Lord God, to continue to be strong in your word, O Lord. Bless this wife, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord, for the children to go in your knowledge, Lord God, to fear your word, Lord, that they will obey your word and obey their parents, O Lord God. And they will become a good example to others, Lord Jesus. Yes, O Lord God. We pray also for my brothers and sisters. We lift them up to you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord God, for your perfect peace to be with them, Lord. Guard their hearts, guard their minds, protect them. And teach them, O Lord God, on your path. Give them wisdom, O Lord. May the joy of the Lord serve as their strength, O Lord God. And may you grant their desires, their heart desires, Lord. We pray, O Lord God, for our parents, Lord, for your protection, O Lord God, and guidance. Bless our parents, O Lord God, and be with them. Help them always, O Lord Jesus. Let us pray for our job, the place where we are working. Lord Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Lord, Lord God, everything is in your hand. Prosper, O Lord God. All these places where my brothers and sisters working, bless them, Lord. Their work, their job, their profession, O Lord God. Protect them, Lord. Bless them, O Lord God. Help them, O Lord God, to receive their salary on time, that they can give what is due to you, O Lord God, to give their tithes and offering, Lord, and their first fruit, O Lord God. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, help my brothers and sisters to be a good example in their workplaces, Lord. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We lift them up to you, our brothers and sisters. We adore you, O Lord God. We magnify your name. Lord, we pray those our brothers and sisters who's in need, O Lord God, who need healing, Lord, heal them, O Lord God. Those who are sick, O Lord God, heal them, O Lord God. Provide their needs, Lord. Help them to focus and keep their faith and their eyes unto you, O Lord God. Help them, Lord, O God, and let your Holy Spirit guide them and strengthen them, Lord. May your name be lifted up in the life of everyone, O Lord. Let us pray for our neighbors, our colleagues, our relatives, our friends to be saved. Lord God, thank you, Lord Jesus, help us. We commit into your hands, Lord, our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues. We pray, O Lord God, for the salvation to flow through us, O Lord God. To them, O Lord God, your name be lifted up and the people may know the truth about you, O Lord. We pray, O Lord God, do wonders and miracles through your name, O Lord God, that they might know you. Use us, O Lord God, to evangelize, O Lord God. Use our life, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, in Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for favor from the Lord that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for these places, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are sleeping in these places. Bless them, Lord God. Provide their needs, Lord. Yes. We pray, Lord, for your protection to them. We pray, O Lord God, that you will protect my brothers and sisters and let them shine, O Lord God. Let them shine to these places, O Lord God. Let your light be shine, Lord God, through our brothers and sisters in these places, O Lord. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, O God, that they will become a light in these places, Lord God. We pray, Lord, provide our logistic need, documentation offices, all what we need, and to your hands, Lord, we commit, O Lord God. You are our provider, Lord. Yes. Open your hands and provide, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray, enable us to commit ourselves to pray for the leaders of this country, Lord. We commit ourselves to preach the gospel. We commit ourselves to obey the rules and be a good citizens in these places, Lord. Lord, we pray for, stretch out your hand, O Lord God, and do miracles and wonders that people will know that you are a true God and we are your servant, Lord. Bless the church, Lord God. Bless this church of yours, Lord. Refill your church with the Holy Spirit. Give us, Lord God, the spiritual gift, Lord. Baptize us with your Holy Spirit so that your people will be perfected and be trained to do the works of yours, Lord God. Yes. I pray, Lord, we pray for more people to come to know you, Lord God. We pray for more disciples, more people to be trained, multiplication of the church and implementing of your whole will, O Lord God, we pray. We pray, O Lord God, for all the ministries of the church to be prosper, Lord. Yes, O Lord God, use our resources, Lord God, for your glory, O Lord God. Fill us, O Lord God, with your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Lord, anoint the songs, anoint the prayer, O Lord God. Anoint the giving, O Lord God. Anoint this recording and use it mightily, Lord, to reach the people and congregation, Lord God. Lord, we praise you, O God. We thank you. And this is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us all stand and let us worship the Lord. Thank you.
you have gathered us to this place again to honor you and to worship you, O God. Truly, Lord God, for everything that you have done in our lives for this whole week, we thank you, Father.
Yes.
We honor you, we adore you. For truly, Lord, we have done anything, we have done nothing, O Lord, apart from you. We've done all these things by the might, by the power, by your greatness, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, truly, Lord God, in every activity that we do, in every action we do, in every word that we say from our lips, O God, we pray, Father, that we will continue to honor you as our armor that you have given your word, O Lord. We truly magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. The battle always belongs to you, Lord God, and the victory you have given to us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that even you are our hiding place, O Lord God. In times, O Lord God, that there are enemies around us, we can run to you, O Lord God. Thank you for the deliverance that you always had promised to us. O Lord, we put our trust in you, O God. O Lord, in our weaknesses, you are our strength. O Lord God, we put our trust in you. You are my hiding place. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
our hiding place. You are our Lord, you are our God, you are our Master. We do thanks, Lord God, for us. Thank you, Lord God. Once more, Lord, we pray, light that fire that is in my heart, in our hearts, O Lord God, that we will continue to be revived, O Lord God, and to be strengthened. Hallelujah.
The Lord. Let us open our Bible in Leviticus chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 to 34. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seeds of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem out of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the earth, or of the black, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall be changed it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Thank you for our for your faithfulness and goodness, O Lord God, into our life and to our family, O Lord. Bless each one of us, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, for these tithes and offerings and first fruits of my brothers and sisters, Lord God, to bless it, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there's no enough room to receive it, Lord God. And we rebuke the devourer and pestilence into our land, O Lord. Bless these tithes and offerings and first fruits, O Lord God, and use it to reach the lost. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 17. Book of Exodus, chapter 17. Our message today is how to face struggles. Amen. Struggles will come in our lives, different kinds of struggles, and we cannot avoid it, but we have to go through it. Amen. We have to go through it. Every one of us will pass struggles. And today here, God will teach us how to face the struggles in our life. The scriptures teach us these things. Book of Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 to the end of the chapter. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hor went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hor stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you, we magnify, we adore you, Lord, and with my lips and put words and statement to encourage and teach your people your ways and your commands, O God. We commit to today the message, O God. We pray for fruit, we pray for harvest, we pray for new people, workers to raise up, to commit their life, to serve you, Lord. We pray for the filling of the Holy Ghost. We pray for the fire to be lighted again in us, the fire of the Holy Ghost, to go and serve you, O God. We pray that the purpose of sending this word of yours to us shall be accomplished and receive the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank you, God. Take this word and spread it to read the rest of the church and congregations, individual members and individual workers and families. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amalek were the descendants of Ham, and they came to attack the Israelites. And that was the journey that came to them. How we face the challenge? First point, face the challenge by informing the church. When the Amalekite attacked the Israelite, Moses was aware of that attack and he was giving the information. We should know, the church should know what the struggle that you are passing through, because the role of the church is to back up and to pray, to give advices, and that is a very important point here, that you open up the struggle that you are passing through so that you will be back up. Face the struggle. The church should not escape. We should not escape. We should face the struggles, you know. We cannot go around the cross, but we need to pass through the cross, and that's what God wants from us. Face the challenge by informing the church. The next point is that we need to face the challenge. We cannot escape it. We cannot go around, or we cannot bypass. And see here, when the Amalekites attacked the Israelites, listen to this. They were in the wilderness, they were in the desert, and they have one problem, they have no water. With that, the enemy, listen to here, the enemy will try to attack. And why did they come to attack them? You know why they came to attack them? They came to attack them because they went out from Egypt, and they have the loot of the Egypt, they have the plunder from Egypt. And the Amalekites, they want to attack them to get that plunder from them. And they also, they want to attack them because they were heading toward the promised land, and they don't want them to get hold on the promised land. And that's why they attacked them. And you know how they attacked them? They attacked them from the hind part. They attacked them where the weak people are. And we know that from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 25. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 25. You must know that the enemy will attack even you are weak, weary, tired. They attack them where they are elder people, weak people, children and women were attacked. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17 and 18. He say, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when he were come forth out of Egypt. How he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost part of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. So here we need to face the challenge. We need to face the challenge. The enemy is invading, and we cannot escape. We have to face it. The church should not escape the challenge. Don't be like ostrich. The ostrich, when there is a threat, what they will do, they will put their head on the ground. Don't be ostrich. We cannot escape. We need to go through the cross. We need to come on, go on, and face the challenge and face the gospel. The Amalekites, they are coming. The devil come to kill us, steal and destroy. And we have to come out with the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. The battle is going on. The battle is furious, and we need to go through it. Face the challenge with the right person. Face the challenge with the right person, you know. We read Exodus chapter 17, verse 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out. Joshua was the aid of Moses. He was his faithful aid and support, and he was a man who feared God, man who is obedient, and he was the right person for that. There's always the right person for a certain purpose and for a certain challenge in your life. God wants you to use God wants you to use right people. God wants you to use faithful people to face that particular challenge. We need to be careful whom we are going to use during each and every challenge that we are passing through. You know, Moses decided to go through the challenge. He said to Joshua, go out. Yes, we need to go out because the enemy is invading. We need to go out to push them out. Joshua needed to go out to push out the Amalekites out from the women and the children and the weak people who were with them. We need to go on. We need to go on. The battle is going on. The battle is furious. And as a church, we need to face the struggle. We need to face the struggle. And we will win by choosing right people. He thought, Moses told Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. We need to go out with right people, faithful people. You see here, you cannot depend with the people who are smart, or people who have power, or people who have authority, or people who have position. Or people, they know how to manage. You know, many people, they know how to manage by stealing, bribing, cheating, and frauding. If you will deviate and go with such kind of people, and God will put you down. He who walk with the wise will grow wise, but the companion of fools suffer harm. Don't go and follow the wrong way of other people. The challenge will not be overcome with such a ways. God wants us to overcome the challenge by using right, honest, faithful, obedient people who fear God. Hallelujah. Moses and the church, the Israelites, faced the challenge with a strategy. We need to face the challenge with the strategy. What was the strategy of Moses? It is a strategy, and we need to adopt that strategy. There were two teams. Team number one, the team of Joshua and the chosen men with him, they went out to face the struggle. They went out to confront. They went out, our brothers and sisters and workers and children and disciples, they went out to face the problem. And the team number two, the team of Moses and Aaron and Hur with him, three people, they went up to the top of the hill to pray. Amen. One group, they will fight, the other group will back them up in a prayer and fasting. Yeah? The Moses give instruction and give what Joshua needed to do. And Joshua went out and Moses went out and he pray and back up the word of the Lord that God wants them to overcome with a strategy. That strategy. We need to face. We need to select honest people. Go along with them. And we need to inform the church. And the church will back up in the prayer. Group fasting and praying. And group will fight the battle. And that will continue until we get the victory. Hallelujah. And that is the strategy. Face. The struggle with transparency. Face the struggle with transparency. When you don't open up your struggles, how we can know what to pray for you? How we can know what to advise you? Transparency is very important. When Joshua went out, he went out with an instruction from Moses. And you need to open up what you are passing through so that the church can not only to pray for you, but to can give you the instruction and the advices that you need to do in your life to overcome that struggles. These are the important points. These are very practical points that we need to apply. Face the struggle by lifting up your hand to the throne of God. Moses, he faced the struggle. Joshua went out and he went up to the top of the mountain to pray. He said, I will go up I will lift up my hand. He lifted up his hand to the throne of God. That is in, that's in a prayer and in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 teaches us to approach the throne of God. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That is, our help come from God, victory coming from the Lord, and that is the value of a prayer and fasting. That is the how the church to face the challenge by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Amen. We face the struggle by praises unto Him. We face the struggle with transparency. We face the struggle with inspiration and instruction that come from God, the Holy Spirit, and God's Word. And that is how to help us to overcome, you know. Face the struggle with encouragement, with encouraging others. You know, Moses, when he told to Joshua, choose us out men and go out, he not only gave him instruction, he not only told him to fight with Amalek, he told him also, tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. He told him, I will be backing you in the prayers. That's what we need to do. We encourage the brethren, you go out and do, we will come to pray for you. We're going to fast for you. We're going to back you up in the prayers. And that is here, how to win the battle. And that's the importance why we need to be transparent, so that the church and we will know what to pray for you and what is going in your life. We need to know. Face the struggle with the power of God. With the power of God, we cannot face the struggle with our own power or strength or numbers or resources. Even we are big amount, big number, but we cannot face the struggle with our own strength and money, material things, or our big numbers. Even if the enemy is giants, bigger than us, we don't afraid. We need to go through it. The challenge is there and we cannot buy. But we use the power of God, you know, when Moses told him, tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand, you know, Moses lifted up his hands to the Lord. And the rod of God in his hand, that was the power of God. You know, the same rod that was in the hand of Moses when he lifted up his hand to pray, that rod was the same rod was used in Egypt, and it swallowed the snakes that the Egyptian had made to and he's the same rod that God used to bring all the plagues on Egypt. And that was the same road that divided the Red Sea to deliver the people. So we need to depend on the power of God. The power of God our Father, the power of the Holy Spirit. As we are receiving the Holy Spirit, as we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we have the power of the Holy Spirit flowing in our life and doing the miracles and the wonders that God had promised us. Hallelujah. This is the message for us today, the message for the church. God wants us to face the struggle and win. Face the struggle and overcome with obedience. Joshua in verse 10, he says, so Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hor went up to the top of the hill. Joshua was obedient to the command of that second day, immediately he obeyed the command and he implemented the will of God and did the work of the Lord. Face the struggle with reporting. Now the question here, why Moses went up to the mountain? Why Moses went up to the mountain? Most likely he went up so that he can see the battle. He can see the battle with his eyes, you know when you have a problem and you come and tell the problem, tell the church the problem, we pray. But we need to know what is going on, we need reporting, we need the updates. Moses was there on the mountain to watch. In verse 11, we can read, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So he recognized that I need to continue to pray. He knew that he needs to continue to pray, because when he will not pray, the enemy will win. And that's the importance of reporting. You need to tell what's going on. You need to also report if there's any obstacles or troubles going on in you in your life, so that we will know what to pray. You know, the battle is going on, the prayer should continue. And also in verse 11 we can realize it is not the fighting of Joshua. It is not the fighting of Joshua, but the prayer was the one effective, because when Moses was lifting his hand, Joshua was prevailing. The backup of the church in the prayer and fasting, that's the most important part. Joshua came out with the instruction, he's doing the work, but the power comes from God when we pray and fast. Face the struggle and overcome with persistent prayers. Prayer should be persistent, continuous. You see here, even when sometimes like we win, but continue to pray, because the enemy will come back. The battle is going on. Persistent prayer. Moses was lifting his hands. Was lifting his hand to the throne of God. Pray continually. He is our Jehovah, he is our banner, and he is our victory. Even when we are prevailing, we need to continue to pray, because the battle is going on and the devil is still fighting. We need to continue to pray and to prevail. In Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, and let's read verse 18 and 19. It admonishes us to pray, praying always with all the prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all sins, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's how we are learning from the scriptures, that we need to continue to pray and persevere in prayer. Exodus chapter 17 and verse 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. That is here. The Lord is our banner, and that's the meaning of it. He lifted up his hands with the persistent prayers. You know, those who rally, they lift up banners. Look to my hand. They lift up banners. The banners are piece of papers or garments. They will write on it. They will write on it the things that they want to say. And at the end of the banner, there are one rod in this side and the other rod on this side. And they will lift up the banner. So Moses lift up his hand Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi is our banner for the victory. He is our power that we need to go through and we need to face. Face the banner with, face the struggle with unity. We need to be united, two teams working together. One team face the struggle, the other team united and supportive. There is transparency, there is reporting, and there is continuous prayer, backing up, giving instruction and help and support. Face the struggle with willingness. We need to be willing. The Bible say about Moses here in verse 12, but Moses' hands were heavy. He was tired. He was tired because he was lifting his two hands. And you know, but he was willing. He was willing to persist. And he found this very important, because when he put his hand down, the enemy is prevailing. So since he was willing, God make a way that he will be, his prayer will be persistent by allowing two people to help him, Aaron and Hur. Because Moses was willing, God may use these two people to help Moses by supporting his hands. The point here, listen to me, when you are willing, God will make a way for you to go on and serve the Lord and do His will and to achieve His purpose. It depends on your willingness that God will back you up. Face the struggle with perseverance continually, praying not to give up, not to wax, and as I thought, even there are certain times some relief, but don't trust, don't stop praying, don't stop fasting. The enemy is still there and we need to persevere. In Book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 10, it say to us, Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We need to be persistent. We need to continue to persevere to the end until all the enemy will be discomfited. You know, it say in verse 13, Exodus 17, verse 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The edge of the edge of the sword for us is the Holy Spirit. The sword is the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. We need to continue to preach the gospel. Face the struggle with consistency. We need to be consistent. Some people are warm and active today, but tomorrow are cold and inactive. Today they are encouraged, yeah, and they are happy. Tomorrow they are discouraged, daunted and depressed. No, be consistent. Listen to me. Don't rely on what you see, or the circumstances, or the realities. Don't rely on this. Don't rely on what you see in your eyes. Rely not on your emotion and what is in your heart. Rely on what God says in His Word. Live by faith on God and in His Word. And that is how to maintain, to be consistent. You know, don't rely on your feelings or your emotions or what you see in your life. That will not help you. That will discourage you. Rely on God and His promises. What He say in His Word. What He say in His Word, that's what you rely on. What you know about His will, that's what you rely on. That's what you know of His purpose, that's what you rely on. face the struggle with consistency, with willingness, with perseverance to continue to serve the Lord. Face the struggle with the teamwork, unity, and cooperation, helping one another. That's very important, cooperation, unity, helping one another. We need one another. Amen? We need to help one another. The church needs help. I need help. Every one of us need the backup and help. We need to be united. We need to be cooperating with one another. You see, when Moses was tired of lifting his hand, but he's willing. I'm willing. I'm tired, but I'm willing. When Moses was tired, you know, Aaron and Hur, let's read verse 12, what they did. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, as Aaron Hur. They took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. You know, they took the initiative. They brought stone, they put it under, and then they told him, sit down. He sat down, and they stood. They stood, but he was raising his hand. He sat down, but his hand up. They stood up. They stood up just to support his hand. So there is one person sitting down, but raising his hands without using muscles, because he's supported, so he's at rest. And there are other two persons standing, but they're also at rest. And that is the beauty of serving the Lord. That's how the church cooperates. That we need to do the ministry, and we are at rest, you know. The same person ministering, the same person praying, the same person fasting, the same person working, he'll get tired. He will get tired. Take today's initiative. Be like Moses and Aaron and support the work of God in His church. Use your tent. Use the gift of the Holy Spirit that God has given to you. We are the body of Christ. God has a place in His church. Use the spiritual gift to support the work of the church. All of us, we need help. All of us, we need support. The church needs support and need help, you know, the church should invent solutions. Like here, this very beautiful solution. Three people, they work together so that the prayer will continue. The backup for Joshua. Joshua is the one who led the people into the promised land. And we are the Joshua generation because we are leading the people into eternal life. Amen? We need to cooperate. We need to walk together so that people will be saved, struggle will be solved, and devil will be defeated, and we'll have the plunder. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's read about them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 12 to the end. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing, if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it is has pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now Are there many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our comely parts are more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. God has placed us in His church, and we need to do the work, support the work of God, support the church, and do the ministry that God wants us to do. Face the struggle by writing the testimony after you overcome the struggle. After you pass the struggle, write the testimony in the book of Exodus chapter 17, verse 15 and 16. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Joshua and to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. God told him to write it, to write what happened, and rehearse it to Joshua. Tell it to Joshua. Tell him that when I was praying, God did this and this and this. You know, some people, they say, why we are praying? You know, we are praying, but there's no result. Sometimes like that, we are praying, but there's no result. No, no. If you will not pray, it will become worse. If you will not pray, it will become worse. We need to continue to pray until breakthrough. And when there's a breakthrough, we need to write it down. You know, what God say here in verse 16, for He said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. You see, the prayer of Moses and his support was effective even to the next generations. Sometimes you are not aware, but our prayers will be a covering for the next generations, for our children, for the future to come. That's why we need to continue to pray, not to get discouraged, not to look to realities, don't say that it's not effective. It is effective. And we need to write, we need to testify, we need to teach the disciples, our children, our co-workers, we need to tell them what God is doing. We need to show them what is in the scripture, what is going on. And we need to encourage them with the scripture, what Moses had wrote, not only for Joshua, not only for the next generations, but also for us today, to get encouraged with what God had done in the life of His people. It's time for us to come to God. Time for us to be willing to face the struggle. Willing to tell to the church, open up. Willing to be transparent. Willing to come forward and take the initiative like Aaron and Hor, the Jewish. They say he was the husband of Miriam, the sister of Moses. This is a historical event. But the point here, we work with people we know they are faithful and honest. Work with faithful, honest people who fear God to do the work. Commit yourself. You have the spiritual gifts. God has placed you in the church. Repent of your sin, your laziness. Repent of selfishness, no willingness to suffer. repent of lack of transparency, repent of lack of prayers, lack of perseverance, lack of persistence, lack of consistency, repent of all these sins. God wants you to serve Him. God wants you to come back to Him. Don't worry. God is our hiding place. God will fight for you. Bring it to His hand. Tell Him, Lord, Lord, help me to face this struggle in the name of Jesus. Lord, I place this challenge into Your hand. Help me, O God. Help me, Lord. Lord, I pray for my brethren. Help them to overcome that challenge. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, I thank You, Lord, for all those who are committed to You. Tell Him, Lord, I commit myself. I will persevere. I'll be persistent. I'll be consistent. Light the fire again in me, O God. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. I want to serve You, Lord. O God, light the fire again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We magnify You, Lord. We adore You, O God. Help us and guide us. Strengthen us with the Holy Spirit. Refill us, O God. Give us the spiritual gifts. Give us the spiritual gifts to go and evangelize and make disciples, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let's stand. Let's come to God. Commit your life to Him again. Commit your life to serve Him and to do His work and His will. Commit your life for life of prayer and fasting. Life to encourage others, to pray for others. The church needs your help. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, light the fire again.
Lord, light the fire again. I really like to give. I stand as keeper.
Jehovah is your banner.
Lord, you stand about in me. Revive us.
God, Jehovah is your banner. Our victory fight for us, O God.
You have called me to your table.
We will serve you, O God.
You have called me by name. You know the hunger.
Thank you, Lord, for all my brethren who commit their lives to serve. Thank you for the new workers. Thank you for the new ministries, O God. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the overcoming challenges. O God, take your words to brethren. Let the purpose be prevailed. Fruit of 160 and 30 falls in the life of your church and your people, O God. Enable us to reach the lost, to evangelize, to train workers, to plant new Baptist churches and new congregations. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territories, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.